Chapter 9. My New Life Begins. The following week, I spoke to an audience of guests at Mrs. Peck's hotel. My name is Grey Owl, I began. I'm half Indian, and I lived in the wilderness for many years. With each word, I became more confident than I was before. After the conference, I received many compliments and $700 in donations to help me establish a beaver colony. I was very happy. At around this time, I received a letter from the editor of Country Life magazine. This is part of the letter. Our readers enjoyed your articles very much. Country Life also publishes books. Could you write a book for us about life in the wilderness? I was enthusiastic about the idea and agreed to do it. I also began to write articles for Canadian magazines and spoke about conservation to various community groups. I was happy because I knew more people were learning about the importance of conservation with each new article and each new conference. Jelly Roll and Rawhide often spent time in my cabin. My bed was on the floor, and occasionally they slept with me. Sometimes I left things on the floor or on the bed, and the beavers collected them. I often discovered tidy piles of socks, moccasins, and shirts. They also brought branches into the cabin and put them in tidy piles. While I was cleaning the floor one day, I discovered Jelly Roll liked brooms very much. She liked holding a broom in her mouth and walking around the cabin with it. She also loved eating brooms. I needed to buy new ones frequently, but most of the time I didn't mind. One day, I sat on my bed and worked on my book all morning. Then I went for a walk. I returned to the cabin later and was shocked. Jelly Roll, Rawhide, what are you doing? I shouted. My loud voice didn't frighten the animals, and they continued with their activity. They were taking the manuscript pages of the book for Country Life from the bed and carrying them to a pile of branches and socks in a corner. I quickly stopped them. Oh, no! I exclaimed. I didn't number the pages. It'll take hours to put them in the correct order again. Life with the beavers wasn't always easy. Apparently, Mrs. Peck and other people were telling friends about me, because in the autumn I had many visitors. People wanted to talk to me and see the beavers. They watched them and asked many questions about their diets and their lodges. Sometimes they asked questions like, how do beavers stay warm in cold water? They've got fat under their skin, I answered. It helps them stay warm. Their bodies also make a special substance to protect their fur from water. One day, a newspaper reporter came to speak to me. Soon after that, a man arrived with a surprising suggestion. My name is J.C. Campbell, he said. I'm the publicity director of the Canadian Parks Branch. We want to make a film about you and your beavers to help teach people about conservation. Will you agree to it? Of course, I answered. That's a wonderful idea. The following months were exciting. In the summer, a cameraman from the Parks Branch arrived. He filmed Jelly Roll and Rawhide, and he filmed me with the animals. A few days later, the cameraman left, and I continued to write my book and magazine articles.